Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2. Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Brown hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fan Base, deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. If you're watching on YouTube, I look like I haven't slept in a month. Kind of feels that way. But we are a World Series edition, but we have a slew of kind of dynamic topics for you. I'll give you a quick rundown. We'll do some quick predictions on the World Series. We'll talk about who deserves a ring. How long should you have played for a team or blah, blah, blah to get an actual ring? And the rings are ridiculous and gaudy now. Something brought up by John off camera that I hadn't known. I forgot that Don Mattingly is a bench coach for the Blue Jays, and he's never won a World Series. Obviously a great Yankee. We'll talk about that Tennessee baseball coach getting hired to manage the Giants. And then we'll talk a little bit about the sports gambling stuff. So John Senecal is his name. I'm Brian Shackman. This is episode 222. John, let's jump right to it. I mean, everyone's picking the Dodgers, right? I mean, do the Blue Jays have a chance?
Well, yeah, of course the Blue Jays have a chance. There's always a chance, Brian. So you're saying there's a chance. Yeah, obviously the Blue Jays do have a chance given the way they've played and how they hit and how they've hit all season. I think they pose the biggest threat to the Dodgers. Obviously they're the last team standing too. Best team in the American League against not the best team in the National League, surprisingly. They weren't the best team. The Brewers were. So yes, they can beat them. That being said, I said it many a time, something about the Dodgers is just something falls in their lap. Something goes their way and they figure it out. I don't think the Dodgers can sweep them. I definitely don't think that, but I do believe the Dodgers are going to take it in 6 or 7. If the Blue Jays were to win it, it will be in 7, but I think the Dodgers can win it in 6 or 7. And I think the Dodgers will win it. And it comes down to just the Dodgers. I don't think they have anything better than them. I think it's just something just going to go their way. I just feel like it always has and it always will. I really hope the Blue Jays beat them because I can't stand the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, like I said, they really are the sort of the new Yankees in so many ways since the post, I guess, Steinbrenner years. I'm mixed on a couple things because I don't dislike Dave Roberts because he's a legend in Red Sox history, obviously. I like Kike Hernandez and I love Mookie Betts. Right. I mean, I think Mookie Betts is like the best all around athlete in pro sports. And the guy's barely 6 feet or 6'1". I just think he's amazing. But I hate the Dodgers. Right. So that's the conflict there. I've never been a Blue Jay fan. They've underachieved for so many years. I mean, I'd say that we've been together a couple of years. I think I predicted them to win the division like three times, you know? And so there's nothing I really love about them, but I do – listen, we're based in Connecticut here. George Springer has always been a huge source of pride in the state of Connecticut. He grew up here. He went to high school here. He went to college in Connecticut. Like, we don't produce guys like that very often. I mean, whether it's, you know, Bagwell or, you know, like, we don't have a lot of, like, big, huge talents like that.
And I mean, really, the one you can claim to our own is the only big one turned out to be a hockey player, was Drury. He was from Trumbull, Connecticut, and he was into the Little League World Series. He wound up being a hockey player. Because yeah. Bagwell, I don't even think Bagwell was from Connecticut. He just went to University of Hartford. He wasn't from Connecticut, I don't believe. You know, so it's interesting, though. You know, like, that's our connection. And Pete Walker, the pitching coach, went to UConn.
Yeah.
So that will be interesting, too.
So, I mean, push comes to shove. I mean, I think I'd probably prefer it if Toronto won, but I don't have a lot of vested interest. I think that, you know, what Ohtani did in the NLCS, I mean, I think that this could be, depending on how things fall, it could be his stamp on, you know, we talk about Betts being the best all-around athlete on the planet. We could put Ohtani as the stamp as the best baseball player. I don't know. I mean, I'm not willing to say ever or whatever, but I feel like...
Well, I mean, let's be honest. What you just brought up, I totally forgot about it because it feels like an eternity ago, because it has been like a week since the Dodgers have done anything in baseball. But that what he did, 3 home runs and 10 strikeouts, yeah, absolutely the best player on the planet. I mean, you could say all you want about Aaron Judge, but Aaron Judge doesn't pitch, right? That what he did was special. It was amazing. And that's what I talk about with the Dodgers. You brought up Mookie Betts, right? Mookie Betts has been underperforming all season and goes back to his health concerns, right? He's finally back. He's gotten his 30 pounds back, I think. He's finally back to full strength. And then all of a sudden you talk about Clayton Kershaw, who was gone all season. And then he comes back with the last like 8 starts of the season, and it's his farewell tour, a little bit more magic. And then we go to Roki Sasaki, who is their big offseason transaction, who didn't pitch at all from like the beginning of April till the end of the season. And now he's their closer. So again, the Dodgers magic, and that just points to how deep you have to be. And everybody said it. Well, the Dodgers keep buying players. But you know what they're going to buy? They're going to buy themselves another World Series with all those players.
Yeah. And I go back to one season. I can't remember what year it was, you know, before or like right after the Red Sox won the World Series. And they talked about how, oh, they have too many starters. There's 6 starters. And they're like, they should trade one. It's like, you can't have too many starters. I mean, like, you can't. So,
They traded one to the Red Sox, and he never even wound up on the Red Sox. By the end of the season, he was gone, Dustin May. So, like, they did trade starters, but they still had like 9 of them. It's insane.
I'm gonna say Dodgers in 7. I'm hoping that the Blue Jays can at least really put a scare into it and get some attention during football season. When honestly, I feel because the Dodgers are so good and it's one Canadian team, I just don't feel like. And football's in mode, and hockey and basketball started. I think baseball's really taken a back seat in the national media. And so, if it's going to get some pop, it's got to go 7. So,
it'll be interesting, right? Because you got the Dodgers, that's a big draw, and you got all of Canada, right? That's with the Blue Jays. So the ratings should be pretty good in general. Usually, I think it's historically the team that wins the first game wins like 67 or 68% of the time. So that will be another interesting thing. The game one is Snell against Yesavage, and there is no game 2 starter announced right now for the Blue Jays. I believe it's supposed to be Yamamoto for the Dodgers. Yep. And I think the Blue Jays are doing that because what I just said, the game one thing, will they need to save Gausman for maybe a pivotal game 3? Because most managers will say game 3 is the most important game regardless of the series. That being said, let's go back to George Springer real quick. Bo Bichette's been activated. He's going to be playing. That being said, he's not going to be playing shortstop. He'll probably be playing second base if he starts, because if he doesn't play second base, he's going to have to DH. And we all know that if he DHs, George Springer is going to have to be on the field. And George Springer took one off the knee. There's questions about his health. He hasn't been playing the outfield much. So a big dilemma there with the Blue Jays, Bo Bichette playing second base, George Springer DH, Bo Bichette DH, George Springer playing the outfield. Is that going to happen? We don't know yet.
Yeah. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Okay, let's go to some other stuff. Matt Saroy is the our producer and producer of my morning show on WTIC News Talk 1080. Pointed this out. There's a guy who had a couple games, I forget his name, on both the Dodgers.
Buddy Kennedy.
And the Blue Jays. And Matt just assumed he'd get a ring no matter what. And I think the guy even said it on social media. But you brought up a couple instances where somebody played a pretty decent chunk of a season with the team and didn't get a ring, right? And so, like, you can bring up that anecdote, but also I want to morph that into a conversation about, like, the whole ring thing.
Yeah, so it's interesting. There's a guy, Buddy Kennedy, and there's another player called named Jose Urena. Kennedy was an infielder. Urena is a pitcher. Both play for the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Kennedy played 7 games for the Dodgers, got 1 hit, 2 games for the Jays, 5 at-bats, 1 hit. Urena, 1 month with the Jays, 12 innings pitched, nothing special. Dodgers, 2 appearances. So they didn't do anything. And they both got DFA, didn't finish the season on the roster.
Right.
And there was, like you said, social media people speculating that they're guaranteed a ring. Well, if you do a so-called deep dive, that's not the case. Everybody that's on the final roster, that is on the World Series roster, be it, you know, injured or whatever, the guaranteed 26-man roster obviously gets it. You know, guys like a Scherzer or something, if they weren't on the actual playing roster, a Bo Bichette, if they weren't on the playing roster, that have been on the team all season and contributed, obviously would get it. Now, these guys, it comes down to ultimately the team, if the team wants to do it. Now, back in 96, Gerald Williams, rest in peace, for the Yankees, played 99 games for the Yankees that year and got traded to the Brewers. And then we all know what happened in 96. The Yankees went on to win the World Series, which nobody expected, and he didn't get a ring, which is interesting.
Oh, crap, by the way. That's garbage, in my opinion.
Right, and he saved Doc Gooden's no-hitter that year when he was playing center field while Bernie Williams was injured. So, you know, it all comes down to what the team says, ultimately, and that's the deal. So I would think that if the Blue Jays won, they haven't won a World Series since 1993, the last time they did it. So maybe they would hand them out to everybody, including a guy like that. Dodgers, on the other hand, got deep pockets. Maybe they would do it too, but I don't know, man.
There's been, first of all, it's not like the guy's going to tell his grandkids he's on the bench for the World Series or whatever.
Well, how about our guy we had on? What was his name for the Red Sox? Oh my God!
The
catcher cop.
Yeah. I forget his name. He was a good dude.
Oh man, I'm going to kill myself. I feel so bad right now. But he didn't play it either. Like, he was like the bullpen guy or something.
And he got a ring.
He showed it to us. Oh, so my God! He'll pop him in.
Just really quickly, and we got other stuff to talk about. There's ring inflation, right? So, like, they usually do like 2 different versions of a ring, or even 3, and they'll do, because I know with the Red Sox, they'll do like the team, the roster will get a ring, and then there'll be a second tier down where maybe it's players who like this guy that's played on both teams for a cup of coffee, and then front office people, right? Or like people who work for the team. And so it is based on how much they budget for it. I think that obviously the guy would want one, whether he deserves it or not. That's a different discussion. But the thing where usually they get something is that they usually vote some sort of playoff share kind of stuff sometimes too, for anybody who was on the active roster at some point. Like, I don't know. Like, if I were that guy, would I want – I don't think he – I would give him a ring that's the same as the guy on the 40-man and maybe the second tier ring, but also as a player, like I wouldn't care. I mean, I really wouldn't. If I wasn't a part of the team, I don't know. There's this, and the rings are ridiculous now. I mean, some of these things, I don't know who was talking about it, but like they open up and have compartments to hold stuff. I mean, they're like massively gaudy things.
Well, I showed you the evolution of the Red Sox rings at that event I was at, from when they won it.
Oh yeah.
And then the Patriot rings too, where Robert Kraft supposedly made the biggest ring to date the year of the Deflategate to stick it to the NFL. And I mean, that was like almost 3 times the size of their first championship ring, which was what, 2001 they won the Patriots. Yeah. But boy, yeah.
It's silly. I think it's.
I don't see it. I just don't see it happening. Like you said, I don't see you going around and talking about it. What I would love to see is, after 43 seasons in MLB, it's Don Mattingly getting a ring. That would be great, and that's why I want the Blue Jays to win. more than anything. Is
he waiting for a managerial job, or is he just riding?
Well, no. I mean, he's been the manager. He was manager of the.
No, I understand.
Is he Dodgers, the Marlins?
I know. I'm saying, is he waiting for another chance?
You know, it's a good question. I think a guy like he's been around for so long. He's like what, 64. Maybe he just likes being the guy behind the guy, knowing that he can be employed, right? And he's just happy watching, and he's not the guy that with the arrow, the target on his back all the time, which could be a big thing for a player, a person like that that's been around for so long. That's a lot of work, man, being a manager. You know that. I mean, look at all the scrutiny you got to take, no matter what team you play for. If you're just bench coach, nobody's yelling at the bench coach. Nobody's pointing fingers at you.
No. I mean, and he's perfect for it, too, because I think even with the current game where the players don't know history as much, I mean, people know Don Mattingly, and I'm sure it's instant respect, and I think that probably helps quite a bit in a 2025 clubhouse.
And think about, he fulfills every role. I mean, he fills the managerial role, the hitting coach role, the bench coach role, the former player role. Like, you know, he's like the godfather.
He's super valuable. I had forgotten he was even with the team. So I think that would be cool if he did win it. I don't think it compares necessarily to being a player, but I do think that as a bench coach, I mean, these guys from February to November, he's been working every day at the ballpark. I mean, he's put in time for that franchise. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Two other quick items here. One is the University of Tennessee baseball coach is no longer a coach. He's now a manager of the San Francisco Giants. Shocking a lot of people in baseball, mainly because it's never happened that you take a college coach. Maybe he goes in and starts in the minors or becomes a bench coach or whatever, but like he went straight to be a manager, which has never happened. Do you think that people in MLB are kind of up in arms because it uproots the system that's been around for 150 years?
Yeah, don't mess with the old institution of Major League Baseball, right, Brian? You know, it's a bold move, right? I think it'd be a bolder move if he was a younger guy and was coming from a lesser program, right? He's coming off a national championship in 2024. He's 47 years old and he's coming hired by Buster Posey. I mean, let's be honest, the San Francisco Giants haven't been totally up to snuff since he's taken over, but that's not totally his issue. I mean, that's something he's inherited and he's something he's working at. So maybe this is just his way of making a even bolder move. I don't necessarily think the players on the team will have a hard time buying into it. I think it's going to be more of the coaches and the managers around the league that were looking for that position. But that being said, there's still six positions open in Major League Baseball managers to get. But I would think a guy that's sitting on a bench, take one of our friends, Bobby Dickerson, who's been a bench coach and an infield coach and all that for multiple seasons, and would love to have a manager's job, or guys like him. And next thing you know, a guy with no experience at all gets a job. I think that would be a tough pill to swallow. And I'm just using him as an example.
No, I understand. And I mean, 47 is still relatively young, but I get your point. There are some guys that are managing who are younger than that. I think in this data-driven culture, I feel like if he's supposed to just follow the numbers and hire some sage folks around him, what's the difference? Some people think the manager is less important than he used to be, but then I don't know how I feel about it. And so I don't have an opinion other than a guy like Rafi Devers, how's he going to deal with that? I mean, I don't know what the Stars are going to do with some guy who never played Major League Baseball and has never even coached in Major League Baseball.
I think they'll be fine because of how Buster Posey is basically in charge as far as that. But you mentioned about the manager and, you know, they're not as valuable. And a new other manager was just hired for the Angels, right? And Kirk Suzuki came from an assistant role in the front office and now is a manager. 1 year contract, and the current GM only has a 1 year contract. Now, I don't think either of them are going to be around given the history of the Angels. And you say that the manager doesn't mean as much. And I agree with you, because if you look at the Angels and their history over the last 10 seasons, they haven't had a winning season, right? At all in 10 years. And you take that and what? Tani's been gone 3 of those years. So that's like 6 or 7 seasons with Ohtani and Mike Trout, and you couldn't get a winning season? All right, I can't blame the manager for that. What was the GM doing and the president of baseball operations in all that time? And you can trace that further back than that, because they haven't done anything since 2002 when they won the World Series. I mean, they've been an absolute bust with contracts, Rendon, Josh Hamilton. I mean, you name it, pitchers. That team has been a complete disaster. And I would think the best thing that that team could do is have Artie Moreno sell it and get under new ownership so they could actually straighten that team out.
I didn't know Suzuki had a 1-year contract. I did not know that. In some ways, it's kind of like almost a favor to him in the sense that, well, listen, if the GM gets fired, you got a year's worth of managerial experience, and
that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is, Brian. Yeah. You're basically just you're getting your little job, padding your resume, and getting it in the door, and hopefully, you know, you'll go on to
something else. Hey, I want to talk about the sports gambling thing for a quick second, because this news broke during my. Like right after my morning show on Thursday? And yeah. I mean, this is not surprising to me at all.
Especially the NBA.
I mean, and baseball's got its own problem. I mean, we had those Cleveland Indian Guardian guys throwing the ball in the dirt. But what I don't understand is a guy, like, I don't know, they're innocent, proven guilty, and everyone makes sure they have to say that every time this comes up. But like you take a Terry Rozier who makes $26 million. Like, I really don't understand these prop bets. I don't understand how these guys get involved in fixing them, because the money's not worth it. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense, other than as if they got like buddies who are hanging on and be like, come on, throw me a bone. You know, throw me a bone. Just do this. And let me make $50K and I won't ask you again. I don't know. I mean, but if there's going to be sports betting, it's going to be embraced. This crap's going to happen, and it doesn't surprise me in the least. The thing that I'm more interested in is the poker side of that whole case, because, you know, I thought organized crime was toast, right? I mean, like, there's no more ways to make money in organized crime, it seemed, right? But here they are using, like, big-name people. And again, like, the guy Chauncey Billups makes $8 million as a coach. Guy's in the Hall of Fame. Like, what are you doing? Like, he must have owed somebody money, or they must have threatened him. I don't understand the motivation, because I know young men, right? Young men are prone to take risks, right? If you're a 16-year-old kid, a male, you're an idiot, right? And you learn, your brain isn't there, and you make mistakes, and you figure it out in life, and then by the time you're in your mid-20s, hopefully you got your SHIT together, right? But Rozier's like, I don't know, he's got to be like 30, and Chauncey Billups is, you know, he's a grown man. Like, I don't get it. I don't really understand.
Well, I mean, I think you hit the nail right on the head, Brian, when you said you're stupid. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It just comes down to just being stupid, because I think you summed it up right there. You probably got... I don't think Rozier's out there looking for people to like, oh, hey guys, you know, I'll miss a free throw, or I'll miss this 3-pointer, then I'll go out hurt, and let's make some money on it. No, not when you got $20 million sitting around or whatever. I would think by this day and age, you would be financially secure enough to figure that out, right? That being said, now you got your so-called friends and your hanger-oners that are probably just, you know, hanging around drinking some Hennessy one night. And you'd be like, ah, you know, dude, just do it, man. You know, it's 50. No one's going to know. Make me an extra $50K, oh, right? And he's finally like, yeah, that's fine, because he's stupid, not knowing that there's a digital trail. Like you said, the high school kids put stuff online. It's going to come back and bite them in the ass, and they go for jobs. This is a whole other conversation of this generation that's coming up. You know, and they just don't get it. There's a digital print everywhere, and the wolves, man, they're carving their knives in the MLB and FBI, because it's out there. It's so easy to obtain, and it's easy to do. It's easy to exploit, you'd think, but not with the digital print, man.
I sort of feel bad for the athletes in the sense that, and again, like, they're highly competitive individuals. They have a lot of money, discretionary money, and they're prone to take risks, I guess. And the gambling's everywhere. And then it's almost like when you're told, oh, you can't have that cookie, and all you want to have is eat that cookie, and you can't help yourself. You know, they're told you can't do this, you can't do this. And to me, like, it's pretty simple. I don't care what they bet on, as long as they don't have anything involved like with their team and their games, and they don't deal with inside info. Like, nobody should be able to have a buddy who you went to college with who plays for Cleveland and you play for Boston, and you know because you talk to him every day that he's not going to do X, Y, or Z, so you put some money on. Like, I don't know how to filter that out, but it's simple. Like, I think that they have to find ways, because you can't tell players they can't ever do anything like this, because it's kind of not fair to them either. As long as they're not betting on their games and using inside information for anything, like, let them do whatever they want.
I would imagine, too, that I know MLB has, it's right in the rule book and it's all posted all over clubhouses, that you can't bet on the sport. And I would imagine the NBA is the same thing. Maybe there's got to be more education. Maybe there's going to be more program. But I think it just comes down to people being stupid, plain and simple.
Dumb.
Yeah.
D-U-M, dumb.
And think about it, Brian. It just seems to me like when people got more money, they got more problems. You've heard it before. Like, it's like you got $10 million, but you're not happy. So you got to figure out a way to screw that up and try to make more money.
I would much rather be unhappy with the $10 million than being unhappy with not the $10
million. I could just picture, him sitting around and knowing that he's got, $70 million sitting around in investments, thinking, how can I scam the system and make an extra $50K? It's just not happening, dude. He got played. He got played big time.
I really, really want to read into it. It's going to make a heck of a book.
Well, they said over 30 arrests, and I bet you there's more coming, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to know. I mean, and again, like LeBron, people say they trafficked on LeBron's health or whatever. Like, I don't really think that LeBron is involved with tipping off gamblers that he's going to play or not play. That guy.
Well, the one good thing about the NBA is
the smartest brand ambassador I've ever seen.
But he's not long for the world of professional sports. He'll be gone soon. Shohei's got a lot more years left, so they got to protect him. LeBron, he could just disappear into retirement.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go to prison, my friend. Nobody wants to go to prison.
Even Pete Rose prison you don't want to go to.
That's right. Let's leave with that lesson. You don't want to go to prison, no matter what. You've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.